Let's go to James 4, start verse 7. Submit, well, it's 6, it says, but give more, God, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, this isn't talking about the devil, Satan, because Satan was defeated at the cross. So the word is diabolos, but for the devil there, which just means all of his buddies, which is all of our minds.
Huh? What was the word?
Diabolos. So how do you resist the devil? It's stated very clearly how you resist the devil in 2 Corinthians. So go to 2 Corinthians chapter something or other.
I know right where that is.
What?
I know right where that is.
Chapter 10. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high place, is what it really says, that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So here, this is the vehicle by which we resist the devil. In the Lord's Prayer, it's talked about, lead us not into temptation, which means the same kind of thing. It's lead us not inward to our own minds for any reason. And so this is, we've studied it a jillion times, maybe 5 jillion. But we resist the devil by casting down imaginations and every high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that, in modern Christianity, is the least thing that's ever done, even ever taught about. It seems like every other day I get an email from a certain friend who eats very strange when he's over here. But anyway, and it's inviting me to some new thing or new Bible study or new to read some harebrained idea that somebody has, and I read them normally just to see what, and it's just sad because they're always looking for some trick to capture the power of God, And it's this. It's resisting Diablos. And you are the Diablos. So the resistance, casting down each of those seven high places of your mind that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, and slowly but surely you bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. And that's how we resist the devil. We've talked about it 100 times. 100 times 5 jillion.
Yeah. Yeah. 100 times.
But it doesn't seem to make any impact. Unless you know some other way to resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
I have a question kind of here. It's like it says for the weapons of our warfare, that then would refer to weapon number one is casting down imaginations. That's the weapon. And revenging disobedience. That's the weapon.
And bringing every thought into captivity.
Bringing thought into captivity.
To the obedience of Christ.
And included in that is these weapons are mighty through God, implying it's by His power in us that it's done because we're dead. So.
Well, but that, we got to go back to it. It says resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That's an act that you have to take. You have to resist the devil, or you're not in obedience. And you resist the devil. The only way you can resist the devil in this context is by repentance. And you repent every time this evil one, or the one that you've gone inward, isn't brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. It's still using the high places as place of worship. It's still letting your thoughts go wherever they go, and not having no readiness to revenge your disobedience. We resist the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. That doesn't mean we go to and we justify Christian wars by this scripture, which has happened many, many times in history. It means that the power of God is released by repentance, and repentance only. And this happens so we can be transfigured by the renewing of our minds. We're not conformed to the world in any way.
So all the feelings and thoughts and intellectualizations that we have are futile when it comes to
resisting the devil.
Resisting the devil. They're powerless.
Hmm?
They are powerless and futile.
Right, because it'll always keep adding on to it. I mean, it's a never-ending universe. And it's not... Well, it's
How do you respond to the mighty through God part? Mighty through God.
Well, it's mighty through God, but you have to release the power of God, which is your repentance.
So, casting down might be repenting from imaginations, turning from imaginations.
Repenting from your own imaginations. Let's look and see what Isaiah said about this. Go to Isaiah, I think 58, is that what it is? Yeah, Isaiah 58. No, 57, I'm sorry. Verse 3. Well, in verse 2. He shall enter into peace, and they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. Well, we have to talk. In order to make sense of that, we have to read verse 1.
Where are you? Chapter 57.
Isaiah 57.
Verse 1. Alright.
The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, not considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near here or hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of adulterers and the whore. Against whom do you sport yourself? Or vaunt is. Against whom make you a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are you not children of transgression, the seed of falsehood? Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks. Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion, they are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon a high and lofty mountain or high place hast thou set up thy bed. Even there wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behind the doors also and the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance. For thou hast discovered or uncovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest the bed, their bed where thou sawest it. Thou wentest to the king, and this king is not Melech, the true king, it's Molech. With ointment, and did increase thy perfumes, and did send thy messengers far off, and did debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet sayest thou not, there's no hope. For thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. Of whom hast thou been afraid or feared? That thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, not laid it to thy heart. Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and the works, for they shall not profit thee. When thou criest, let the companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them. But he that putteth his trust in me, and what it says is only in me, shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. And shall say, cast you up, cast you up, prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. The stumbling block is the fall. The fall, when you became self-conscious and concerned with self-realization. Take away the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I always be wroth, for the spirit shall fail before me and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and I smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is afar off and to him that is near. Saith the Lord, I will heal him. But the wicked one, this is what it says, are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked one. And that's the last part, is how not to resist him, because you're still giving breath to the Diablos.
I forgot what froward means.
Confidence in your own means you're being an asshole to God, but you think it's right.
Is that the actual definition?
It's pretty close. We are the children of the sorceress and the whore.
Those are two. The sorceress is always doing some potion to gain favor or power. And the whore is always selling out to gain something.
Well, a whore is the whore of Babylon that's sitting on the seven mountains of our mind. That's who we commit adultery with.
How do we do that? What is the function?
So we gain sustenance from something other than God by the use of the whore or the sorceress, the same person. But again, resist the devil and he will flee. It's not, there's an action that you have. It's called resist. You can't resist if you don't think it's wrong. Okay, back to James. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God alone. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We studied many times that double-minded, that's when you have a foot in both worlds. And the part of the release of the power of God, and I know this extremely well in terms of my own life, is that for quite a while, a number of months or years, I don't remember, my thoughts just rained like rain as kings, until I finally understood what it meant to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And when you see the evilness of what you're doing, the only way that I know is what I did when I saw the evilness. I just asked God to forgive me. I didn't know what else to do. And it doesn't mean it happened instantly, but it happened in that I recognized to God that I didn't know what else to do. And so that no matter what situation you're in, you've got to take the lowest seat. You've got to, if you think that you cannot live by faith alone, but you have to go do, then say that to the Father. God, I don't know what else to do. And because by not saying that, you're not resisting the proud. But God says it. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And the whole idea of this mystery of God, it's just about constant repentance. Because the one who is our Father of this has put a stumbling block so that we can't, it appears that we can't bring every thought into captivity. But you can, by resisting the devil. And if you can't, then you say, Father, I don't know what else to do. But you never justify. Otherwise, you'll continue being double-minded. Any response? Unless you can tell me some other means that you resist the devil.
There's no other way.
Huh?
There is no other way. Only one way.
Consider these things. We didn't get very far. Maybe we did. Maybe we got it.